So the reason why I thought it would be a neat introduction for this Calwell product is a lot of people tend to use workers' compensation as their healthcare insurance.
Oh,
A
yeah.
lot of business, a lot of not necessarily the business owners, but the employee of businesses. They in my world, I've seen them leave work on Friday very healthy, and they come back to work on Monday and their shoulders hurt or their wrist hurts. And they didn't mention that they played a game of softball or that they rode a motorcycle and got an accident. They just tell the boss, "I think I hurt my wrist or my ankle or my back picking up this piece of furniture," or whatever it is they might be doing for a trade. So in the insurance space, as you get more claims, your rates go up and everything gets more expensive. It affects the business more than the employee actually knows. They just think, well, they have insurance. I have workers' comp. I'm just going to use that. So the Calwell solution, I believe, can help a business owner give their employees a not health insurance, but a solution that can deal with urgent care and deal with, getting some, off the workers' comp. Don't put it in the workers' comp arena if it's something that's not related to workers' comp.
No,
So,
I agree.
in addition to just someone saying they got hurt, at work when they really didn't get to work, well, then there's also people that are get sick and they're not able to attend work because they got the flu or they've got some treatable infection or something like that, and the employee might not have health insurance, so they just let it ride and hopefully they get better. But this solution would give them a virtual access to a doctor to get prescriptions and get things done and kind of get some of the main reason why people use health insurance, kind of the preventative and the doctor visits to take care of an immediate ailment. This is what the solution solves,
Okay.
and it's extremely affordable. And I'll let Rico get into that, but I will, because I know his slides don't really talk about the cost. But for like $250 per family, so it would not only cover the employee but the employee's entire family.
Oh.
$250 a year gets them unlimited urgent care, virtual urgent.
Okay.
So I'll
Yeah,
let
let me
let Rachel
Phil.
kind of run through. Go for it, Ranger.
And I've talked to Lori offline, and this is something I haven't apprised you guys about, but they're one of the top sweeping companies in the United States, and so they have health insurance. And the health insurance has a component, correct me if I'm wrong, Lori, but you have a telemed type of coverage
Yes.
with your health insurance. So they are avant-garde and professional enough to actually provide health insurance coverage to their employees, but they have negotiated where that has a telemed
Built in.
component, and that's so she, I don't want to put words in your mouth, sorry, but it
I
sounds like
myself
you have
use
done really
Teladoc. We
well.
call it Teladoc. Yeah. I'm sorry, you go ahead.
So the Teladoc is actually, I don't say a partner, but it's kind of where we originated.
Okay.
The founder of Teladoc is actually a key contributor to our program as well. So, just piggybacking off of what Bill said, this is going to completely cover all of the urgent care costs that accrue. Anything that you're going to have to go to urgent care for, this is going to cover it. Now, if you have something that's already built into your insurance, I'm kind of guessing this is going to cover the same thing.
We do. It's with the policy. Yeah.
Yeah. And for
But
you, Lori, this is, I think the intention is to give you to kind of ask us questions or just kind of pick apart what we're going to do as we go through this. And it's not, you already have it. You see the value of it. You've already put something like this in place. But Ranger and I probably know most of our sweeping contractors in the association don't provide health care for their employees. they're looking to cut costs, not increased overhead. And it's just the nature of the business with kind of the way everything's costing more to do, business is costing more. And then even your vendors, your customers don't want to pay you more to do the work, even though, you know, tires are going up and prices are going up. But somehow, and even your wages are being forced to go up, but somehow they don't need to pay you more for the work that you're doing for them. Like, so what we're trying to do is give the association. The association is getting a discounted rate if they're a member to this product. And if they don't offer us a health insurance solution like you do, then this can be, you know, a benefit that they can offer to their employees.
Yeah, and I have a question.
Yeah.
Like in our scenario, strictly volunteer to be part of the medical, vision, dental, whichever program, or, you know, we offer all three. And if they choose not to, can they, with, let me back up, our health insurance, you have to be a policy holder in order to use Teladoc.
Yeah.
It's not provided to everyone. So this might be a gap for someone that is an employee that could benefit from Teladoc without having to necessarily have their premiums with our health insurance provider. Are there any crossover restrictions there? Or?
Absolutely not. So this is not an insurance product. So for the people that don't want the insurance coming out of their check every month, or they can't afford that kind of coverage, this is going to get them all of what your urgent care is going to offer within the policy as a standalone. So we actually look
that's good to know
to supplement people, you know, companies that can't offer insurance. This is going to give you almost everything you need insurance. So we'll just go through it. It's a very short presentation.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That question popped into my head. I have a 50-50 split with my employees. Some are, you know, either with a spouse or choose not to have a health insurance plan, or they're with the marketplace, you know, that type of thing.
Even for some of those people, this might be a good alternative. So, you know, whoever the employee is insured under the insurance, and then they have a standalone product for the rest of them, which would cover the rest of them. So, you know, short presentation, and you're pretty familiar with urgent care. So this will.
Okay, let me let you get going.
Yeah, no, you can stop me.
Let me say that's why I asked you to come, because I know that you administer the benefits and a lot more for commercial power sweeping. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as part of the advisory board, I knew that you would, you know, don't hesitate to ask any questions, please. That's why I asked you.
Yeah. And this is, I'm not trying to put Rico on the spot, but this is the first time he's talked with an association in this environment. So this is a pretty, I'm putting him in a trial by fire learning experience here, where we have Ranger, who's let's just call him the moderator, and then I'm like his coach, and then you're the potential participant, the potential purchaser of this product, and this is very informal. It's more meant to be a discussion. It's not meant to, like, you know, just shove information at you. So we're anytime you have any questions, that means that we're doing the right job. We're meant to be interrupted here.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I'll try to wait my turn. Go ahead.
So as you know, telemedicine is one of the fastest growing sectors in the healthcare industry. Obviously, you know, there's people that have their insurance, they need that gap, trying to figure out how it's most affordable. So what we've done is, as you can see, there's a few things that just kind of describe who we are, how affordable, who the doctors are, the usability. You know, obviously no pre-existing conditions prevent you from having this, because it's not a health insurance product. And it's all HIPAA regulated. So everything here is safe, protected. You know, we provide an instant on-demand access to an affordable quality care. And, you know, monthly in the U.S., there's more than 100,000 claims, you know, consults across the U.S. And so what we've done is we've connected the patients with over 100,000 physicians who are all board certified, and their access to them is direct. So it's on your phone, your computer, it can be video, and you're able to reach a doctor or physician within 11 minutes. And they take your symptoms, you know, you enter it into your phone, you ask for a consult, and within the first 5 minutes, you get a text message saying, like, the doctor's going to call you. These are your symptoms. Does this sound right? You know, you say yes, you confirm, and then in the next 6 minutes, someone's calling you. I actually did this walking my dog yesterday, so my prescription, right, thyroid condition. So not only is it efficient, you know, it's immediate, but it also takes care of 95% of the medical issues that would come up if you were to go to the urgent care. So immediately it's taking out 95% of the time you have to spend in urgent care, getting to a doctor, waiting there for your ailment to find out if you have an infection. You know, and then potentially with that number, it takes away 40% of your ER visit. So this is people not having to use their insurance to go to the ER to get infected in an urgent care, right? So, you know, and then we have, you know, how it's affordable and how we're able to do this is because we cover the doctor's over. So for every doctor visit, every urgent care visit, it's going to cost that doctor at least $125 to $150 just to keep his lights on, you know, just to, for that visit to be profitable for him. It's going to cost him at least $125 to $150 for that visit. So you add on him trying to make some overhead, you know, $20, $30, he's got to charge, you know, upwards of $200 for the customer, for the patient. So what we've done is with our tech, with the usability of the product, we're able to keep the overhead down for doctors, which makes it more affordable for the potential client. But that all makes sense there.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And you said your physicians are already screened and
already screened. And they have to be certified. Right. So all the physicians have to be certified in one or more of these things, the family medical, emergency medicine, internal medicine, pediatric, psychiatric. They have to have 3 years of clinical experience and then an active state and DEA license. And they also have to be tech savvy, obviously, to use this. They're going to be taking calls, video calls. You know, so the more tech savvy they are, the better. And we've narrowed that down to over 100,000 patients. There's always someone that's going to be available. There's always access. It's 24/7, 365, holidays included, no states excluded. Obviously, some of the appointment regulations and some of the therapeutics that they can offer differ from state to state. But overall, it's going to be across the board, easy to use, instant medicine, board certified doctors. So the same quality of care that you're getting in the urgent care, you're getting just more direct.
Okay.
And this is, I mean, we have a list of some of the common, these are most common urgent care ailments that people go in for. Obviously, you can see it's very simple, but you'll sit there for half of a day learning that you have a flu or you have a cough. You know, you have a GI issue. Yeah, your stomach's been hurting for a week. And it's not because you've been eating bad food, it's because you have an infection or something. I had that irritation, and this helped me. I didn't have to see a doctor. Usually it's something they want to take blood test for and, you know, screen you for three or four different ailments when really, you know, you just have stomach virus. There's therapeutic. This is all done, like I said, these are all treatable things over the phone, over your, whether it's video or just over the phone, for your symptoms, you put them into the application, and instantly the doctor knows the worst case scenario to, you know, prescribe the prescription for.
Yeah, I have a question. So if you're talking with your doctor on this program and some other symptoms come up and they're like, okay, wait a minute, you've gone beyond telewell treatment. Now I'm going to have to insist that you see your physician or go to emergency or urgent care. I mean, that's a protocol, I'm assuming, in the steps of evaluating the, you know, patient.
Correct. So that's where we get to the next.
Oh, okay.
That's a great transition. Because this is virtual and because it's on an FAA system, Everything that you do is transcribed. So every visit you have through our telemedicine and through our telehealth, it's recorded, and you can have it either transcribed or just the history of the report is there. But you can also take those reports. Say you've had to go use it 3 or 4 times and you've had a throat infection 3 or 4 times. We probably need to get that checked out a little bit further. Mm-hmm. So what you can do is you can take this integrated, this consultation that you've had 3 times here, take it to your primary care. It's like, hey, these are the symptoms that I've had. I've had it this many times. These are the therapeutics that I was prescribed through this app. Now I think I have something more. It's time for us to sit down and figure out what's really going on. That's where your insurance would kick in, and you get primary care, and it closes the gap between, you know, you having to go see your primary care physician for those 3 visits, the initial visit,
as $180 each visit. Yes,
yeah, and minimum. That's a minimum for guests to keep it right. So more like $250. You know, you need to use a Kleenex. That's going to cost $2, especially with inflation these days. They have to charge for everything. You know, they open the box of gauze for you. That's going to cost.
So this you just bought the whole case.
yeah. You bought a whole case and for the next patient. So with this, all those costs are immediately taken out with one visit, and that's one member of the family. And you see, I have just some of the stats here in a zero copay. So you can use this unlimited times per year. It doesn't matter how many times you visit. You can call every other day and say, I have a cold. And they're going to prescribe you the therapeutics to your closest pharmacy for that same issue every single time you have this. Zero copay. Depending on what the therapeutics are and size of the group that you're a part of, most of our prescriptions are discounted, very well discounted. So that's another thing that we're able to do with the program. So I don't know if that answered the question that you had about the primary care and this mix.
Yeah, you would ideally, majority of people would like them to be able to correspond together and see the entire patient history so that nobody misses something that might be very important, or they'll go, oh, okay, yeah, we need to look at something in a different manner. I know that locally here we have urgent care that I have to go and get the records and then give them to my primary care coordinator when I've had a sinus infection or something and she was closed because of the holiday or whatever. There was no easy way to get my information to my primary care doctor. So that was the question on that. But it seems like it says here the consultant transcript can be recorded and allows... So I can give permission for my doctor to review the transcript, and then she's up to date on whatever transpired.
Absolutely. They'll have the doctors you've seen. And the beauty with this is you don't just get a random doctor every time. You have a visit on with Tellwell, and you want to continue with that same doctor. You can request that same physician.
Okay, so that's new. That's better than our program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not at random. After you've had the consultation with them, you can follow up with that same person free of charge. It's not going to cost you, and that's why this zero copay is unbeatable. You can continue to have the same physician. So they almost become your primary physician without being your primary physician. You know,
gotcha.
Your side physician, if you want.
Well, I just think it's better to stick, if you can, have the same physical team to look at everything together versus somebody missing something, particularly, like you said, with the throat infection, if it's repetitive, all right, you need an ENT now, you know.
Right,
there's
right. Exactly.
Dig deeper into it.
And your primary physician, I can't imagine they wouldn't be thankful for this. It's like you're being proactive about your own health. And that's another thing we want people to do is, you want to be proactive. If you want to, you can't miss work, especially with today. You need to be in work. People need to be working. Nothing's getting cheaper here. So the time you spend even making an appointment and they're telling you, okay, well, we can't get you for another week or can't, that's out. You can be dropping your kids off to school, feeling like you have the flu, call up the doc. Hey, I'm dropping my kids off at school. I'm going to need some therapeutics because I need to get to work. I need to get to work. I can't be sick. and this happens for you. And it's within 11 minutes, it's almost instant, and the prescription goes to the pharmacy that you set up through the app. So you set up all of your where you are, you want this to happen, right then and there.
Okay.
And like I said, this is just a kind of going over some of the same things we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you needed urgent care, it's seamless. The transition of primary care is easy. It's convenient. Everybody's board certified. All the doctors, and it's personalized. So, you know, not much more information. This was, you know, I wanted to keep it simple. Yeah, but that's pretty much what we have. That's what we built. Do you have any other questions?
Oh, no.
I have a comment, which is, I think the safety net here for me is the board certified part.
Yes.
You know, that let them do the checking, the board for the specialty that they're offered in, and we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I like that idea too. I mean,
and it's more complex once you actually get into the app and you're using it. Like I said, I used it walking my dog yesterday to refill my thyroid. When I called my primary asking for my prescription, they told me, oh, you have to come in for your physical so we can prescribe your medicine. And I'm out of my meds. I have to take that daily. So yes. I don't have a time to wait for you to get me in 3 weeks. I need an emergency fill on my medication right now. You know, urgently, while I'm walking my dog, I'm starting to feel medication in about a week. I'm starting to feel it on this walk, getting lightheaded, I'm a little bit tired. Let me call this. Let me see if telemedicine to my telewell can help me. And sure enough, the doctor called me. Hey, are you having any symptoms? Are you feeling healthy? Do you feel like your thyroid's been working correctly? Yeah, I haven't had any symptoms. Has this happened? Has that happened? Have you been feeling sluggish? Actually, I am. How long have you not had your medicine? About a week. Oh, okay. I'm going to get that in right away. Is this the pharmacy? It was 2 miles from my house. Yep, that's the pharmacy. Bam, that was over.
Well, that's good. That's a good recheck on a very needed specific medication.
It's very specific.
It could be very dangerous for you not to have that, I'm sure.
Extremely. So,
like blood pressure medicine.
It's trustworthy. It's affordable, as you said. And, you know, we're just looking for the right placement.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking too, Ranger, we can get you, get them calling you up for some check.
I was thinking when you talked about Rico said that you could call every other day with your problem. I think at some point you need to be hooked with the psychiatrist end of things.
I think he mentioned that too. Is that service on there as well? Okay.
If we get far enough along with this, that's one of the offers we want to kind of add on is the mental health part of it. You know, finding a way to get that as a part of the program, but those are things later on that hopefully we
later on okay there.
But yeah, those are definitely things we can add to the platform later on. It's just figuring out the cost after that, but yeah, we're definitely looking at that down.
Well, that would be a really good add-on because I think that's overlooked for the well-being of the entire person.
Yeah, is for
mental
sure.
Health is very much a part of physical health. And everyone handles things completely different as far as something may, you know, go right off your back and not bother you. Oh, well, this happened. Someone else, it might be, you know, a little bit more nerve wracking and they're unsure. And to talk to a professional, you know, to work out these feelings. And then that professional can say, okay, you know, we've been talking and I really feel and give their professional advice. You need to go to a clinical, you know, therapy sessions or whatever. I think that would be very helpful. As an employer, you don't always know what's going on when they clock out. You can sense somebody's uptight. Having a program where you could add something like that and say, hey, you're feeling a little down or you're a little snappy. Are you aware we offer this? May give them a resource to release those feelings. Of whatever they are, whether it's anxiety or anger or worry, you know, any of that.
You mean release them someplace different than your office?
Pardon me?
You mean You mean it gives them an outlet to release a different
in a positive manner? Yes. So instead of going home and having three cocktails, you know, go home and make a phone call and kind of clear the mechanism, get, you know.
Exactly. Good call, Lori.
Mm-hmm. Just thought. So what's the cost with the program? How does that break down?
What we're doing, normally what we do is like offer this directly to the employee. Like if Rico was reaching out directly to a customer, they would charge $300 per family. But we're doing it something for the association where it's $250 per year per family. So not just the employee, but the employee's family.
Which is also very good because that's and where...
The other thing we also allow for is, let's say the employer doesn't really want to pick up the cost of it, or they want to participate in the cost on it. The employee can purchase this directly, still at that discounted, you know, WSA member kind of pricing.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a little bit of a discount through the association. It can be purchased by the employer or by the employee direct. And hopefully if we can get this, our goal is to get more, let's just call them lives into the system to even lower that cost too. The more lives in it, the, if anything, like the law of large numbers, it just reduces the cost of the product.
Right.
And that's annually too.
That would be annual. Okay, annually. Good. So basically, that's very cheap per month if they broke it down to have unlimited access to, you know, qualified doctors and prescriptions and, you know, save themselves. It would actually save them a lot of money when instead of running to an urgent care, like you explained, you know, this is a better option. And you're at home, and especially if you're at home not feeling well, you may not want to drag yourself into the doctor's office and sit with a bunch of other people when your head's pounding or whatever, you know, is going on. So I've used it in the past.
You may not have childcare.
Exactly.
And you're sitting there for however long in the urgent care place. And then you've got your kids with you, and you know everybody's being exposed to whatever's in that
everything.
Office. Other people. Urgent care.
I'm the oldest of four, and I know every time we had one of us got sick, everyone was going.
Yeah.
Everyone is going. No one's staying behind.
Yep, you're all going in together.
Yep.
By the time we leave, the three other ones will be sick.
Is there more? I mean, I think we've covered the ground here, unless there are other questions that anybody can think about or other benefits to talk about. Basically, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Basically, it's $21 a month for a virtual care program that doesn't also have a copay like an existing health insurance does. I'm using that in reference for our particular health insurance. You still pay the health insurance company $20 on top of what you're already paying for your premium to have a televisit. And I have used them for sinus infection and that type of thing. Nothing obviously serious. I would be doing a different route, but I do like that's very affordable. $21 a month. And that's the whole family?
Unlimited.
Wow. Okay.
Holidays, there's someone available on holidays.
Yeah.
Anything, any day, anytime, it's all available.
So what we can do, what we'll do, Lori, is Rico and Rangel will work on putting, just for you to kind of give a feedback on, Ranger will probably make a little landing page on the website, and we'll give a way for the members to benefit from this product. And then from the side that I think it's very important, if I can do anything to help a business owner not let their employees use workers' comp, and like that's important to me. And I if I can do that, that saves them money on their comp, and it puts employees back to work. It's preventative. And not only does it help them on their business insurance, it's a benefit. Like, if I'm an employer, I give my employees something else, just one more little thing on in addition to the paycheck that I'm paying them, it makes that employee a little bit more sticky and happier, you know, at their place of employment. So the more you can give an employee in today's marketplace, it's already hard to find good employees. Let's give them stuff that a competitor might be offering them, so that that they don't jump ship, right? It's hard to, not only is it hard to get a good employee, training new employees is not fun.
No, it costs you a lot more to train than to retain.
Yes, 100%.
No, it really excellent.
Thanks for spending time with us on this.
I enjoyed it, and I'm very interested in your program. My brain's already going on certain employees that I have that could really benefit from this.
That's awesome.
Well, I hope I didn't stir it up too bad at the beginning. It's kind of uneasy about where I was going with it. But
you're fine. You're fine. And I have a tendency, I'm partially deaf. So sometimes I don't hear someone finishing and I interject. And I don't mean to do that. It's just I lost my hearing a few years ago. So,
one of the things that strikes me about this is that as an employer, if you see somebody, then they have symptoms and you're concerned about that and they have this, you can just say, hey, you know, go over there and use the phone and or the computer or whatever. And
had a guy show up to work and he looked awful and he felt awful and he is not on the program. So he would have to go sit at Velocity, which is an urgent care. This would have been really nice to say, hey, just go in this training office. We'll disinfect after you leave. And, you know, and hook right up here. And for $21 a month, I mean, that's very reasonable. And it turns out he had the flu, so he could have been given, what is that, preemptive flu medicine? To ease his symptoms. So, you know. That way they're back to work, everybody's productive, and that person now knows that you care about their well-being, which will retain the employee.
Yeah.